Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We've caught up on the domestic front when we talk about soccer. Let's get into the international spot. We're going to take a trip over to Europe, the Champions League. Match day one of the new league phase. And if you forget kind of the way things are structured now, 8 match days in the league phase. The top 8 teams will advance automatically to the round of 16. Teams finishing 9th through 24th will compete in a two-legged playoff for the remaining spots in the round of 16. So you're not in groups like you used to be a few years ago. You're playing teams from different pots of teams. It tries to be pretty even. Of course, there's some differences in strength of schedule, and that's all subjective because it's based off of what teams did last year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I really liked the format last year. I'm hoping for another very entertaining format all the way down to the wire to see who gets into what spots. But we got some games underway today, and you had some drama in these matches today. It wasn't just run-of-the-mill stuff today. That's what's always fun about this competition, is when you get these kinds of moments of chaos. So your scores today, the early games, Arsenal 2-0 win over Athletic Club of Bilbao. Union Saint-Gilloise of Belgium, shocking 3-1 win at PSV. Benfica lost to Karabag 3-2. We'll get into that one in a minute. Juventus and Borussia Dortmund, just had a very calm 4-4 draw. Real Madrid, 2-1, not calm win over Marseille. And Tottenham, a very calm 1-0 win on an own goal to beat Villarreal. So, here's your headlines from today. Kylian Mbappe, he had 2 penalties in the Real Madrid win. Real Madrid finished with 10 after a very dumb headbutt from Danny Carvajal. It wasn't the biggest headbutt in the world, but he headbutted the guy. It's stupid. When you have VAR, you can't do this kind of nonsense. He gets busted. He gets red carded. Then Real Madrid gets a very controversial handball that pretty much everyone has come out and said shouldn't have been a handball. And I would agree. I mean, watched it live, and my initial reaction seeing the replay was, ooh, that's harsh. I don't think it should have been given. I don't think it meets the threshold. I think the arm, as the player was sliding, was in an expected natural position for that. I don't think he's trying to make himself bigger. It's a very short deflection into the hand, arm, what have you. I think it would have been it's very harsh to give it. It's kind of funny that this happens on a day when the morning started with reports out of Spain and from Real Madrid TV and others with more reporting on it, that the club, Real Madrid, were compiling a dossier of decisions to send to FIFA in order to persuade them to do something about referees in Spain. Now, this was in domestic competition, not Champions League. But they allege either gross negligence or an agenda against Real Madrid. Cadena Cope, a radio station in Spain, revealed that the dossier would include decisions compiled over the last 20 years, comparing themselves to Barcelona in terms of cards, penalties, fouls, loss of points, what have you. They feel they've been disadvantaged by this over the years. Well, they got a very big advantage on a very controversial decision today that I don't think should have been given. Tim Weah, he scored for Marseille early on as a visitor. The U.S. men's national team attacker got on the board. Kylian Mbappe scored a penalty in the 29th and then the controversial one in the 81st. Another bit of kind of controversy in this one for Real Madrid. Vinicius Jr. started on the bench again. Xabi Alonso made his Champions League debut as Real Madrid manager, and it raises some more speculation about what's going to happen with Vinny. It's not the first time he hasn't started for Real Madrid under Xabi Alonso, and Xabi has not been there very long. It's an interesting situation, and if you think back to Real Madrid last year, this was a very bad defensive team. And one reason why it was a very bad defensive team is the attacking group ran the least of any team in the Champions League and in La Liga last season. They don't run. They don't work. They don't defend. So Xabi Alonso is not going to stand for that. That doesn't fit the way that he wants the game to be played. Are you going to sit Kylian Mbappe? No, he does things that help you win games. Can you afford to sit Vinicius Jr. and still be a team that wins games? I don't know. It's a good question because I don't really have the answer. There's also the reporting about Vinicius Jr. in a contract dispute about a renewed contract with Real Madrid. There's been constant reporting about Saudi offers making him the highest paid player in the world. It's going to be an interesting year for Real Madrid and Xabi Alonso and Vinicius Jr. and maybe referees all over Spain and the rest of the world. So just buckle up for the telenovela that is Real Madrid. Let's go to London. Arsenal, Mikel Arteta, he lauded the club's squad strength and said that finishers can be more important than the starters after it was goals from substitutes, Gabriel Martinelli and Leandro Trossard. They got the 2-0 win over Athletic Club in Bilbao. Arsenal also set some history today. It's interesting. First side in European Cup or UEFA Champions League history to win 6 straight matches against Spanish teams. A little bit of trivia there for you. Borussia Dortmund and Juve, 4-4 draw. Dusan Vlahovic, who 25 years old, Juventus tried to sell him all summer, and they couldn't find anybody to buy him, even down to the last day of the transfer window. They couldn't find a buyer. He led the resurrection of Juventus in this one. 2 goals, a second-half assist to English defender Lloyd Kelly. He came off the bench. Dortmund were 2 goals up, 4-2 in the 94th minute, and they tied 4-4. This is a crazy game. Not as crazy as what happened in Portugal, and not as crazy as what happened later in Portugal. We'll get to that in the 3-4-3. I got to save that one for you. That one came in under the wire. But Benfica, they had a 2-goal lead early at home in Portugal, in Lisbon, against Karabag from Azerbaijan, who had never won a game in the Champions League group phase, league phase, what have you. Never. They came back from 2 goals down to beat Benfica 3-2. It set off a lot of drama with the club and what's going to happen with Benfica, and it could lead to a very, very interesting return. Again, I'm going to tease you for 3-4-3. That'll come up later here in the show. But Benfica with a catastrophic night in Lisbon, and Karabag with a historic night for Azerbaijan and the game in that country. Historic night for Belgium as well. Union Saint-Gilloise debut in the Champions League group phase. They beat PSV in Eindhoven 3-1. Union won the Belgian title for the first time in 90 years last season. Promise David converted an early penalty, and then they ran that thing out there and won 3-1 in PSV. That doesn't happen very often for any club going in there, let alone somebody who's never been in the Champions League.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Games coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow's games in the afternoon are amazing. The 12:45 games, Olympiacos hosting Paphos of Cyprus. We're talking a lot about them over the next few months. Slavia Prague hosting Bodø/Glimt of Norway. Here we go. 3 o'clock. You got Ajax hosting Internazionale. You got Bayern hosting Chelsea. You've got Liverpool hosting Atletico Madrid. You've got PSG hosting Atalanta. Have multiple devices up in front of you, or I mean, you can, you know, go somewhere like the Brewhouse Cafe and watch that one if you want. All of those. Have them on multiple screens. Thursday, not too shabby either. The 12:45 games, Club Bruges hosting Monaco, Copenhagen hosting Leverkusen. Then your 3 o'clocks, Eintracht Frankfurt hosting Galatasaray, Sporting of Lisbon hosting Kairat Almaty of Kazakhstan, Manchester City hosting Napoli, and Newcastle hosting Barcelona. Now, here's the thing. We've got some games under the belt now, but going into the league phase last year, PSG were given a 4% chance to win it. Nobody thought they were going to win it. The league phase, they weren't great in the league phase. You got to go back and look. They were bordering on being eliminated a couple times. They put it together. They ended up having the best second half to a season, maybe ever, and they won everything. But here's another thing to keep in mind. You don't see repeat winners in the Champions League hardly ever. It's only happened twice in the Champions League, which started in 1992. Real Madrid did it twice. They did a three-peat, 2016, 2017, 2018. That's it. The last repeat winner of the old European Cup before that was Milan in 1990. It doesn't happen. It takes a lot out of you. I think we saw it with PSG in the final after being pretty good in the Club World Cup for most of the tournament, but Chelsea was fresher in the final and they took advantage and won the final. I think there are a lot of contenders in this year's Champions League. Liverpool are seen as the favorites when you look at the odds, and it's hard to argue with how good they were last year in England. They were eliminated by PSG last year in the knockout rounds. This is, I think, a pretty open Champions League. PSG will absolutely have a say on who wins it. I think they will be one of the teams to beat. Liverpool will be one of the teams to beat. I think Arsenal will be one of the teams to beat. I think there's more pressure on Arsenal than on any other team in the tournament. They are the biggest club left that has not won the European Cup or the Champions League. It's them, and they've only been to one final. I think with Mikel Arteta and what he has done there, there's been unfair pressure on him, maybe up to this point. The pressure's real now, and I think it's fair. This is a team that has everything they need to win a major trophy this year, the Premier League or the Champions League. FA Cup would be very good. I think they have everything they need to win it. Can they? It's not going to be easy because Liverpool is right there. Manchester City's right there. Chelsea is right there. I think what Chelsea did in the Club World Cup has to have them in the favorite conversation. Bayern Munich and Barcelona and Real Madrid will all be part of that conversation as well. I don't think any of the Italian clubs will be there, although Napoli will be interesting with Antonio Conte, with what we've seen from Scott McTominay, with what we've seen from Rasmus Højlund. I don't know what it is about Naples reviving Manchester United flops, but they have a knack at it. I think the favorite to win the Champions League as we sit here in mid-September, there's a long way in this competition. I think the favorite is Liverpool. I want to see if they can hold up over the entire season. They've won four in a row in the Premier League, so it's hard to say that they haven't been great this season, but all four were with winning goals in the last 10 minutes. That's not sustainable. looking forward to seeing Liverpool tomorrow host Atletico Madrid. Looking forward to seeing how Liverpool manage having Alexander Isak in the group, who is expected to play in that match tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing if Arne Slot can continue what he did in an amazing first year in Liverpool. I think they have to be the favorite to win the Champions League starting the competition. Will they be by the end? Will they be by the end of the league phase? I don't know. I don't think that's a guarantee. I don't know if there's anybody outside of the teams I mentioned, Liverpool, Real Madrid, PSG, Arsenal, Barcelona, Manchester City, Bayern, Chelsea, and Napoli. I don't think there's anybody outside of that that will surprise us. But that's 9 contenders for you for one trophy. It's going to be a fun ride. We'll be talking about it throughout. Make sure you go check these games out. They're on Paramount Plus, but you can watch them any sports bar, any soccer bar, all over Metro Atlanta, all over any place that you're hanging out in. Really fun time today watching these games over at O'Sullivan's in Decatur. Good crowd, a lot of fun conversation, a lot of fun reaction to everything that was happening, especially that handball that I still don't like the call that went against Marseille. Okay, that's Champions League in a nutshell. Coming up next, it's 3 local stories. It's 4 headlines. It's 3 things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. It's the 3-4-3 up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.